Proclamation number 8812 of 15th of June, 1964. Where is God? Cologne misfortune on question. I want to give you the answer myself to the question why I allowed it that you were so affected by sorrow and suffering, by worries and troubles, into which also you were put through that event. You are not able to recognize my love in it, and still I am moved by exceedingly great love towards you men, although I did not prevent the work of a man, who carried out an act on behalf of my opponent, which brought deepest suffering over men. But you all value earthly life too highly. You all don't know that this earthly life was only given to you for testing your will, that you have to cover it as it were as the last station of an endless long earthly way, after the completion of which you can enter the spiritual kingdom completely free of every material fetter. But this earthly life is the most important thing to you. You live it only for the sake of earthly life itself. You don't think about whether you test your will right, whether you comply with the demands which I make on you. Especially when you practice external customs which are of no value in my sight. That is why I did not prevent the act of him who acted on behalf of my adversary, aware of the effect that the attention of many people would be directed towards it. Which already emerges from the question, how could I allow this? You shall come alive in faith. I have no pleasure in a dead faith. But you live thoughtlessly. You do not seek truth, which alone can make you free. But now it is difficult to make clear to you how far a man can purify himself through unusual trouble and how short time still remains for all of you to reach this purification of your soul. Nor can it be explained to you humans, who are still completely without knowledge about the reason for your human existence on this earth, what great guilt you once had burdened yourselves with and that you therefore also have to find Jesus Christ in order to be released from this guilt. But that you, as you now live along, possess no knowledge about his act of salvation. That you certainly accept what is demanded of you to believe, but that this is no living faith. A faith of which I myself have said that you can then no longer die, that you will be redeemed through himself, because he took all guilt upon himself. Because I myself became man in him and thus redeemed the guilt for you. I have to call all of you through such events. But believe it. Those who are affected by it do not suffer to the extent that fellow men accept it. My favor is certain for them because they are only the victims of blinded thinking. But I'd wrestle men that they're to take a stand on that which was put before them as truth so far. And those who have gone over have sacrificed themselves. And they will also receive their reward. But you, who ask why God has allowed such events, deal with the thoughts yourselves, and do not deny me the existence, because even if you do not recognize me as a God of love, so you still know a power over you, which directs your fate and determines your end of life. But believe it that my love is endless. That it includes everything and leaves out none of my creatures and also wants to lead all to eternal happiness. But which means I use. And no matter how cruel it seems to you, I achieve the purpose, that the soul purifies itself completely and it will thank me for it one day in eternity. As soon as you learn to see your earth life as a transition station and not as an end in itself, you can also understand my rule and work sooner. You also have to seriously believe in the survival of the soul. and where is this belief still to be found in truth? Earth life means everything to you. You always live it in view of earthly successes. You do not live it out by taking care of your soul. And what you do for its sake are customs and forms, which are of no use to you, because you lack the inner union with me. But anyone who has this will not question it either but surrender to his fate. He will pray intimately to me that I will help, and his prayer will be, Father, thy will be done. Amen.